What up, Ashley?
Hello.
I was like, how can I?
Instead of, hey, Ash, what up, Ashley?
Oh, sure.
Wow. God. For today's fact or fiction with Taryn and Renee, I'm going to give you three facts, quote unquote, and you have to say which one's
fiction.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Like fingerprints, everyone's tongue print is different. Rubber bands last longer when refrigerated. Dog urine glows under a black light. Which one of those is fiction?
The dog urine.
How'd you know?
Because I'm educated.
It's cat urine.
Oh. Wait.
It's cat urine that glows.
Oh.
So I just swapped out something. But you guessed.
Thank you.
But also, you thought it wasn't true for dogs, too?
Wait, what?
Did you think it wasn't true if I would have said dog or cats? I don't know. I was going to say
Taryn's
something.
Drunk. And welcome back to the podcast. This is Unsolicited Advice. I'm Ashley, and that one over there.
Don't call me a that.
That one over there is Taryn.
I'm a human. I'm a human.
She just made zero sense to me, and it was pretty funny.
The Celsius is really getting to you. Imagine if I was drunk, though.
No, the way you worded it, just sounded like a drunk woman, at the bar, just sloshing around.
I couldn't, gather my thought, but I kept trying to, barrel through. So, wow. So sorry.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, guys.
You sure you're not drunk, Taryn?
Unless it's Celsius.
A little 2 p.m. Is that really a Celsius? Is
no,
it a white
claw? You know
claw?
What I think it is? I'm always tired now. And right now I feel freaking ready to go.
Now things are getting
weird. So now
weird.
I'm like, wow, what is this? Yeah. Ash.
Yes, Taryn.
How's it going?
Oh, so good. So good. I packed a snack for today.
Yeah, you did.
I've been on this good, what's it called? I've been on a good.
Look at our snacks.
For reference, Taryn is holding up a bag of pirate booty and I'm holding up a Tupperware of berries.
A glass, a beautiful glass bowl of mixed berries.
Perfectly exemplifies our personalities. Yes. I've been on a good schedule of going to the farmer's market every Sunday.
You have.
And it's been life-giving and I've been getting all the good things. And I went yesterday. And there was just a plethora of plump, juicy berries. And I was like, hi, I need three bags of those. I just need them. So I've been eating them I got them yesterday. They're almost gone. So I've been eating them pretty regularly. it's all I eat. That's all I eat. I'm just going to become a blueberry.
Wait, Ashley, would you tell stories? I'll be tracking you and then you'll go off. You'll be like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Well, actually, I got them yesterday. And then you'll go
back.
Well,
I was going to be I've been eating them pretty religiously. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, I guess I got them 24 hours ago. So I've been eating them for the past 24 hours and they're pretty great.
And all I was stuck on was plump, juicy berries.
Plump and juicy berries. They had a healthy organic Korean tent. And I got homemade kimchi and I got homemade miso dressing.
Oh.
And I made a delicious salmon bowl yesterday with both. And it was fire. It's pretty fire.
Wow. That's
so really farmer's cool. market for the win. How have you been, Taryn?
I've been good. I'm trying to think what's new. Oh, I've realized having my own place, I'm very impulsive about things I'll do. Like the other day I was just like, I'm gonna hang this here, and just freaking got my drywall kit, put in these drywall screws and then put the thing up, and I was like, okay, first of all, it's crooked, you didn't even take the time to measure it out. Second of all, it looks terrible there, and if you would have thought for 2 seconds,
Oh, no.
You would have been like, that doesn't fit there.
What
like,
did you hang up?
That's not accurate.
Is it the finger gun thing?
Well, I did hang that.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, not waiting to see what the poll said because I like polled it on my Instagram story. And so I just chose one of the options because I was really impatient. But then once it was up there, I was like, that looks so stupid. So then I took it down and then there was two giant holes. So then I got on this project where I was like, oh, I've been wanting to do like a little Polaroid strip from like ceiling to floor. So then I did that. But I've just been on this like kick where I'm like wanting to attack all the projects. And I love being handy. Like when I can pull out my toolbox. Oh, girl.
Yeah. That does it for you?
Does it for me. So, yeah, I've been doing a lot of, like, random projects, and that's been, like, fun. But I'm also like, what's going on internally? Yeah. Like, why do you feel like you need to, like, Bob the Builder your life right now? Like, you good?
Is it one of those your life is spiraling out of control, so you need to reach for something to control?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Are you in a really healthy place and being productive? Because it really could be.
It's usually one or the other. There is not really a middle ground.
Nah. Yeah. So that's
Let's
my
go answer. With the latter. I think you're feeling healthy and productive and happy, and that's great.
Love that.
Also, nesting is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's your place and you get to like make it however you want.
Yeah. I need to stop nesting though. Like, my nest is great.
I feel like I blinked and you posted a story of your place and the amount of knickknacks everywhere. I was like, she has fully gotten there. She's there.
It's funny because, like, I feel like it's still, when you walk in, it still doesn't feel like there's a lot, even though I feel like there's a lot of stuff there. So it's just so weird, like, to have, like, a full blank space to find that mixture of, like, what's too much, too little, like, how does everything flow together? Mm-hmm. But I feel like I finally found this, like, flow, and now I need to just, like, chill out, which means I need to buy some more Lego sets. Like, I got to get these hands busy with something because I don't have a man. What?
I don't.
I was thinking my hands busy, but then I felt like that sounded weird.
She's drunk.
Hands to hug and
confirming
high five.
She's drunk.
Hands to hug and high five. Get your minds out of the gutter, people.
You said
So, anyways, let's move on because, wow, Celsius is kicking my butt.
She's blushing. Let's go ahead and do a tearing it up, guys. I'm very excited for this one because this one's pretty funny. I also will not be saying the title because I love the titles, and don't stop doing the titles because they get our attention and we need the titles, but they give it away. So, here we go. Hi, Taryn and Ashley. I love the podcast. My name is Macy, and I have an embarrassing and quite literally just dumb on my part tearing it up for you guys.
I love it.
So, to set the scene, I was a senior in high school. I'm currently in college now, and I was the president of one of our clubs at school. We were having our annual end of the year banquet to celebrate our achievements from the past year, and I was in charge of planning it all. I had the crazy idea of inviting our state governor to come speak. This wasn't actually that out of reach because she has family that live in my small town, so she has been here and knows where it is. Anyways, I reached out to her daughter who lives in the same town as me. I asked her what the best way was to get a hold of her mom, aka the governor.
Madam governor.
Yeah, and she sent me the phone number of her scheduler. A few days later, I was sitting at school with one of my friends and a teacher, and we decided to call, which is just so crazy. Like, I as a high schooler, I wasn't that type of person.
No.
I'd be like, there's no way I'm talking to the governor. Like, there's
also,
no way,
like,
I'm even going to try.
I wouldn't have even known who the governor was. Like, I was so involved in, like,
but
my own stuff.
But there's people in high school that think that way, and then there's people who don't, and I was definitely the latter. They helped me write up a little script to say, so I sounded very professional. And, well, I guess it was anything but that.
Uh-oh.
I called, and it went straight to voicemail, which is good, right? Now I don't have to talk to anyone. Well, my script that I had prepared wasn't meant for a voicemail.
Oh, God.
So I freaked out. I started by saying, hi, my name is... and we would love to have her come speak whatever. And I start fumbling over my words. And I start fumbling over the details of the event. And so I blurted out, oh, shit. Oh. And then immediately hung up the phone.
Oh.
thinking that it would let me restart my voicemail if maybe I just hung up.
No, you wait for it to say, if you would like to re-record this message.
Yeah, you don't hang up because that solidifies what you just did. It's just so funny because I remember like having phone calls like that were so stressful to me that I had like planned out, and it's nothing compared to calling the governor.
Yeah.
On behalf of my like school council, you know, like my teacher and friends look at me like they had just seen a ghost, and I knew that I'd messed up big. I had to call back and leave a different voicemail later, but I never got a call back. Oh. And the governor did not come to speak. So lesson learned. Thanks again, ladies, for reading. Don't try to call the governor a tearing it up.
That reminds me of the, you know, the New Girl scene where Nick is dating that girl, Julia.
Yeah.
And he's like, ends everything with like, I love you. And then he's like, what? And then he calls back and he's like trying to make all the voicemails better.
He's trying to make it work and it just is not.
I never leave voicemails anymore. Only if I'm feeling like extra hyper, and then I'll leave like a long, just like
the only people I leave voicemail for are my parents.
Yeah, that's true.
Or like my boyfriend or you, like if I'm being silly. Like it's never a serious voicemail.
Because I'll hang up and then I just text.
Doctor's offices, I'll leave voicemail.
Oh yeah.
Voicemails. But like that's the only thing. Yeah. It's never serious. It's always like more funny or family oriented.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Which is just
woof.
Crazy. It's crazy. I remember my sister, my school always had this huge, your junior year of high school, there was this huge project that took up an insane amount of your grade for the year. And Alicia did one about, I think it was Coca-Cola and the history of Coca-Cola. And she's that type of person who thinks outside the box.
Yeah.
She emailed Coca-Cola and got free Coke delivered to the school on behalf of Coca-Cola because of their project. And I just don't think like that. Mm-hmm. And she was a junior in high school, you know? Yeah. Like, of course, like companies like that want to do little outreaches that looks so good for the brand. But when you're that age, at least for me, like I just felt so minute compared to everything else that I wouldn't even consider reaching out.
That you had that power.
But you should.
Yeah.
I'm mostly telling myself this now because I need to continue to think that way now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just funny.
Dang, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
The governor.
The governor.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, my story. Oof. This is a good one. This is a good one. It's not good for the person who wrote in, but this is one like that I like immediately was just like so fired up about.
Oof, okay.
Of like how I felt. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see. We could have different approaches. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. It's titled Time Sensitive. I feel like a third wheel in my own relationship.
Oh.
Hi, ladies. I would like to be anonymous, but you can call me Rose.
Hey, Rose.
Hi, Rose. I'm 20 years old, and I'm from CT, which is Connecticut. I listen to the podcast while I'm working from home or while I'm cleaning, while I'm working as a maid. You guys really start my Mondays off right. I'll get straight to the story. My boyfriend and I have been dating for over 2 years. We both live in separate apartments, and he has a roommate. He used to have two roommates, but they broke up, so he was living with a couple.
Got it.
Now it's just him and the girl.
Oh.
Right?
In my head, it was a guy friend with a girlfriend.
Same.
Okay.
They have been friends for quite some time, but now that the breakup happened, I have noticed a change. Mm-hmm. She is very touchy and lovey with him. Oftentimes, I find myself spiraling because she'll be leaning on him or almost cuddling him on the couch, and while we are almost two seats away from each other. I get, girl, just hold it in. Hold it in. I get jealous pretty easily, which is something I'm working on. Hold it in. Okay. The other night, we were all playing video games together, and she was practically sitting on him. I can't help but spiral and think, maybe they're supposed to be together. Maybe it isn't supposed to be us. But then we have moments of connection where I completely drop that thought and realize it was supposed to be us, and it always will be. Only in the moments where she is super touchy and basically on him is when I get like this. After some self-evaluation, I realized that this may be something stemming from my past. In the past, his roommate's sister, let's call her Julia, and me were best friends, and her and my ex-boyfriend ended up dating. Throughout our entire relationship, Julia and my ex were also very touchy, and they would practically cuddle together, and I always felt like the third wheel in my own relationship. I feel the same way when this happens. My question is, how can I address this with my boyfriend without creating a whole issue or without seeming controlling? I don't know how to bring up the fact that when this happens, I feel like a third wheel and I get kind of jealous. Please note, my boyfriend is very non-confrontational and very outgoing. He gets along with everyone, and the thought of him talking to her seems very out of the picture. Talking to her? Oh, maybe like dating her? Anyways, thank you so much. Even if you don't read this, it helped me realize what I need to talk to my therapist about next week. Ha ha. Cheers, Rose.
Just so many thoughts.
Because we're like, oh.
So many thoughts.
I could never.
My boyfriend that I'm currently dating, when I first started talking to him, lived with a couple.
Yes.
Yes. And I want to, I never once felt any kind of jealousy or concern about him and the girl that lived in his house.
Yeah.
Because he went way out of his way to make it very clear that that's not a thing. Like, anytime we all hung out together, he was touching me. She never once touched him. She never once flirted with him. It was very clear, like, that there was a line in their relationship.
And her boyfriend was also always there.
Always there. Yeah. And, like, even if he wasn't there and it was just her, there was still, like, this very clear wall that was like, this is my friend and roommate. That's it. And he never once made me feel threatened. She never once made me feel threatened. And I think it's a lot to say on both parties, like her and him, that I never felt any type of way about that.
Mm-hmm.
If I walked in and was there for game night and she was practically sitting on his lap, I would have said something. If I wanted to watch a movie with my boyfriend and he was cuddling her, not me, it's over. No, it would have been over. Not I would have said something. It would have been over. So something's not right. And it really breaks my heart that this is a 2-year relationship, because that's a lot of time well spent with your person. But something's not okay.
I listen a lot to the tone of the way people write in emails, right?
Yep, Taryn.
And you are thinking that, like, you have a problem, as if, like, this situation is what it is, and sounds I like just need to figure... Girl.
The sisters have a problem.
Absolutely not. Like, this is not a normal situation.
Nope.
I also think, like, I do need to keep reminding myself that you guys are 20. So you're very young. Mm-hmm. I think when you are younger, sometimes those lines get blurred. Whereas, like, the older you get, the more you're like, why would I be hanging out with, like, my guy friends alone when I'm in a relationship? Like, you, like, build boundaries for yourself.
Because you learn the hard way.
Yeah. It would be one completely different thing if they were just homies. Like, you could just tell. Like, yeah. the way, you know, like, the way I am, like, with my brothers, or the way, mm-hmm. like, you are with best friends growing up. Like, mm-hmm. whatever. But this girl, the fact that she feels comfortable enough while mm-hmm. you're there to sit on him and be leaning on him, I'm sorry, but, like, what should they do when you're not there? Yes. Uh-uh. And, like, I just am getting very weird vibes from her.
And he's letting it, though.
And he is. And so I think there's a lot of things to be said. I think there's a lot of stuff going on here. Mm-mm. I don't think it's weird for you to talk to your boyfriend and be like, hey, I get you didn't mean for the situation to happen. Like, you didn't anticipate them breaking up and her saying, I don't feel comfortable with you just living alone with a girl. Like, I'm not trying to be, like, rude, but also, like.
And you don't have to say a girl, this girl.
Yeah, but also, like, that's probably weird, even if it was another girl. Like,
right, it is. But why specifically, this girl is starting things.
Yeah,
I think she's enjoying doing this.
Absolutely. And I would put him in your situation, be like, hey, imagine if I was living with a guy and you came over and, like, the guy's, like, has his arm around me or is leaning on me or, like, laying next to mm-hmm. me. You would be uncomfortable, too. And, yes. like, I just, at this point, I'm not saying that I don't trust you, but this makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And
it makes me unsure of where we are in our relationship, where exactly. I stand as of, I mean, again, I really want to paint a picture here because you painted it for us. You're watching a movie on a couch and you're two spaces from them and they're cuddling.
No, it's freaking weird.
I mean, in my personal opinion,
she
that
says
was
practically cuddling, but still, I mean, like,
but he's touching her, that, not, yeah. not. His girlfriend. So in my head, if this is all happening in front of you, it's not hard for me to go ahead and leap and jump and say they've kissed or something's happened.
Or like, what does she wear when she's walking around the apartment when you're not there?
I don't trust it, and I'm sure other stuff has happened if that's happening in front of you. I think you said you don't know, like, how to talk to him or how to bring it up. I think what you said, I feel like a third wheel and I get kind of jealous watching this, is how you tell him. Like, hey, what you and your roommate are doing in front of me is not okay. And it's making me feel very insecure and uncomfortable. And clearly, you're okay with it. So can you tell me why you think it's okay to let this girl hang all over you in front of me?
I think
and let him explain himself, because yeah. I would love to see him squirm, because it's not okay. There's no explanation.
I will say one thing I've learned from watching these type of conversations come up with different guys, like friends, brothers, whatever. Guys get very hung up on, wait, I didn't do anything, you don't trust me. So I feel like even focusing in on the fact that it's like, I'm not questioning you, I'm saying this makes me feel uncomfortable, and I'm laying a boundary of, like, I'm not comfortable with girls, like, touching you and stuff. And then I would probably be like, also, it makes me wonder what she's like when I'm not around, and if something has happened, this is your, like, one opportunity to tell me, like, yeah. I need to know, like, what's going on. But I would make it clear, like, you're not comfortable.
And I disagree with the wording a little bit. I think he has done something. I think him allowing this to happen multiple times.
Yes. But
not saying anything is still saying something, right? We've learned that over the past few years on the podcast. Yes,
but she also, it sounds like she's just let it happen for so long. So yeah. for him, he's probably like, oh, like, it's not. So if he's sitting there and she comes and sits next to him and it doesn't seem to bother her and we've just been friends forever, this is just how our relationship is. Like, I could see him just being like, oh, if he really is this, like, outgoing, like, doesn't think anything of it, like, mm-hmm. whatever, like, at some point, like, you've got to be the one to say, hey,
yeah,
this makes me uncomfortable. And to be honest, like, the fact that, like, you haven't even thought, like, oh, maybe I shouldn't let her come sit by me is, like, concerning.
Yeah. So maybe the way you start the conversation is, hey. Period.
Hey.
I have been feeling this way for a while. And I didn't know how to tell you, but I'm uncomfortable with your roommate. I'm not saying that I don't trust you, but things that she's done in front of me, and list it out, because it's been multiple, and it's important for him to hear yeah. how often it's happened, so he doesn't think this is just a one thing, or you freaking out because she's flirting. her like laying on you, her basically sitting on you during the games, like her, you being closer to her while we watch a movie instead of me, your girlfriend, like lay that all out for him and be like, something has to change because I'm not okay with it. And you can be like, I listen, like I've been holding my mouth and that's my own problem. But I'm saying it now and we need to make a plan. Otherwise, we have a really big problem.
No, that's a deal breaker to me. Yeah. Also, I mean, I am a little more bold, but I would say something to the girl.
Yeah.
I would. I'd be like, hey, like, I don't want there to be an issue. Like, I get your guys' situation is weird, but, like, mm-hmm. I don't appreciate how touchy you are with my boyfriend, yeah. and I don't think it's respectful.
No, it's not in any way.
So
you can talk to her first, then him. You can talk to him first, then her. It doesn't yeah. matter. But both of them are being very disrespectful yeah. to you. And I think it's important, especially at this young age, that you build this boundary now mm-hmm. and learn to stand up for yourself now so that you don't get taken advantage of in the future. And make it very clear to both of them that they've crossed a line.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't believe that.
That's deal breaker. So I remember I met this guy. It was when I was nannying. And I remember that because he was like a waiter at this like nice Italian restaurant. And he was so cute. And we were like vibing. So we left. And I literally wrote my number on a paper and made one of the little girls I nannied go in and give it to him. So we started talking and it was like beautiful. Like he was one of those like, good morning, beautiful, like good night, like would talk to me throughout the day, would send me like pictures of what he's doing. Like I was like actually like, oh my gosh, like something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then he mentioned that he lived with like two or three girls. And I was like, I don't like this. And then I remember being like, I kind of got like standoffish. And then I remember like he sent like a selfie or something. And like one of his roommates was sitting like super close to him in these like little booty shorts. And I was just like, I'm very okay with saying that like I am not secure enough of a person to like not be weirded out by this. Mm-hmm. And so I cut it like right then and there. Because for me, I was like, I cannot be like, okay, good night. And know you're going home to like three girls. Like I just... You can tell me till you're blue in the face that you guys are just friends, whatever. Like, I just can't do it. Like, I can't. Like,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
And that's fine. Like, that was
my
line.
And it's actually important for you to figure that out on your own so that you can save yourself time. Like, I think you saved yourself a huge headache by being like, I actually know I can't handle that, mm-mm. so I'm going to walk away.
Absolutely.
And Anonymous, I think that's totally fine for you. If he's like, hey, nothing's happened, but I'm not moving out, and she's like, you know what? I'm so sorry. That's not what I meant, but it still happens.
Yeah.
Then leave. It's okay. I'm sorry that it was a waste of your time, but you shouldn't have to put up with something that you shouldn't have to put up with that.
Also, stop being apologetic for feeling. Like, also, you have they're every the ones, right yeah. to be feeling uncomfortable by this.
Yeah. If anything, that please take away that your feelings are validated. It's really weird what they're doing and it's not okay. And it's honestly just like super immature for a boyfriend of 2 years to be doing that to his girlfriend. So
I also have learned if you really want to make a point about something, you call it out right exactly in the moment.
Yeah. Like, so I'm sorry, depends. Are you sitting on my boyfriend's lap?
Yeah, like I would be like, like what are you doing?
Are you, sorry, just to clarify, you're cuddling with her, not me?
Yeah, it's
like, say it out, that's embarrassing.
If you ever want to make someone be like, oh shoot, what? Like what? You literally just look at them and be like, what are you doing?
Cuttering? Yeah.
And make them have to physically say out loud or be like, oh, you know what I mean? And I feel like you can tell a lot by like people's response. So
yeah. And also like it's just I feel like it's really typical and cliche for the person, guy or girl, that has just gotten broken up with to be very like needing attention from, you know, the guy or girl.
This girl, I feel like I know exactly what type of girl this
is. I see her, too. I see her, too. I'm sorry that you're going through this, but stand up for yourself, because that's not okay.
And she's gorgeous. Look at her.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Should we get into mine?
Yeah.
These people. You know what? Give us their emails.
Ew, that made me, like, sick to my stomach.
I'm going to write a strongly worded email to this guy and this girl.
Ugh. Not a fan.
I'll DM him.
Not a fan.
You know what? I'll have Taryn DM them. That'll be even better. Okay.
Ashley's like, go. Go. She's supporting me in the back, but she's like, yeah.
I'm like, you've got this.
Yeah, totally.
This one is titled To Date or Not to Date.
I'm going to say do it.
I don't know.
Maybe I shouldn't.
Spoke too soon. Hey, girls. My name is Skylar, and yes, you can say my name. Ugh, we've been getting a lot of names lately, I feel like, and this is fun. Skylar.
We had like three anonymous things.
Well, the last one I said, they said their name. Oh. So let me have this. yes, you can say my name. And I have been listening to your podcast since the very first episode and have been listening to it every week during my lunch break from work. And it is my little pocket of peace in the middle of the day. I love how you worded that.
Yeah.
Little pocket of peace. We're happy to be there in your pocket. Before I get into what I need advice on, I wanted to share a little bit about myself that may help you out with your responses. One, I am 22 years old and I live in Atlanta. If my boyfriend were here, he'd be like, go dogs.
Go dog.
But my family is from Nebraska and we are all huge Husker football fans. Sorry, TK, if you're listening. That's funny. I'm an Enneagram 6 and I work a full-time job as a dental assistant. Also, I know y'all love pictures, so I have attached one below.
Two pictures.
Our queen, also another stunning woman.
Wow, gorgeous. I know. That dimple.
I know. Okay. The dimple, the hair, the eyes, the makeup, everything about you. Gorgeous. Okay, now let's dive in. After I graduated high school, I attended the University of Nebraska, like everyone else in my family. However, my time living there was cut short because of COVID. I ended up deciding to finish my degree online. My freshman year was the best year ever after ending my long-distance relationship with my narcissistic high school boyfriend. Congratulations.
Boy, bye.
I still keep in touch with so many of my friends, even though I moved back to Georgia, and have even gotten closer to some people I wasn't close to before, including this one guy named Jake. She adds in parentheses, not his actual name, I assumed. Jake and I were good friends while I lived there, but both of us got into long-term relationships with different people after I moved away and he stayed. In January 2022, I went through the worst breakup of my entire life, and honestly, I'm still trying to heal from it almost a year later. Jake also went through a nasty breakup, but that's because he was cheated on, and he says he is fully healed from it and ready to move on. It all started one day when he responded to my Snap story, and now it's been 4 months, and we have been talking and texting every day since. Jake is also 22, super sweet and down to earth, majored in criminal justice, is an Enneagram 9, and he and I vibe so well with one another. Thank you for the details.
Mm-hmm.
He is me in guy form. He loves criminal justice. He sounds great. He has mentioned several times that he wants to have a romantic relationship with me, but I am such an East Coast girl. I can't imagine leaving again, and he can't afford to move to Georgia right now and is willing to have a long-distance relationship until then. As I mentioned earlier, I have done long-distance before, but it didn't end well as the relationship was extremely toxic. I want to give Jake a chance, but the thought of doing long-distance again, ugh, terrifying. I struggle with health anxiety, and he has expressed concern about the fact that he would be upset if he can't physically be there for me when I need him the most, but he still wants to try. Part of me is also worried about getting into another relationship in general after the way the last one ended. I guess I don't really know whether or not I should give it a chance or end things before it goes any further, and honestly would just love your guys' opinion. I don't know if you'll read this, but thank you so much in advance for what you do. I love you both and hope that you are both happy, healthy, and protecting your peace in this crazy world. Love, Skylar.
Wow. So,
To recap, 22 years old, lives in Atlanta.
Yes, yes.
Does she date long distance or not?
One thing that stuck out to me is you said like part of you is scared to start dating again after such a toxic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the easiest way to just start that process is long distance because it's just about communicating. It's not like you're always together. There's space if there is a breakup. Like, so part of me is like, if you are scared to date and you want to just start dipping your toes in, like, what better way than to do it with a guy who you know is a good guy, who's interested in you, who's already like wanting to communicate with you? Part of me is like, I feel like it sounds like a safe situation to go into, but that is not I mean, there's other factors like long distance and long term. Like, I mean, it sounds like he's expressed he's willing to move. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like long distance isn't like just unknown till how long.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Those are just like my initial thoughts. But it's hard because like I know I personally, I don't think I could do long distance. I'm too much of a like, I need to like squeeze you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something, you know, your last relationship, it sounds like it wasn't a successful long distance relationship because of him being like the worst. Not necessarily that you guys had issues because it was long distance. It's because he was narcissistic and he was the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So if the long distance part wasn't an issue, I feel like Jake sounds safe and like a good guy that is worth like taking a chance on.
Mm-hmm.
That's my initial thoughts.
I agree. I think Jake sounds like kind of a great answer. It sounds like you had a horrible toxic relationship and it sounds like you're still getting over that. I think as long as you keep that, if you keep being vocal about that to Jake and you're like, hey, let's assume you go ahead and start a relationship with him. I think it would be important for you to continue to tell Jake, like, you're still bouncing back from a very toxic relationship. Like, I know he's over his past relationship and that's awesome for him, but make it very clear, like, you're still working on things, just so he knows, just to be fair to Jake.
Yeah.
But I agree with Taryn. What kind of an amazing situation to be handed after having a horrible relationship where there is built-in space, where if there was a red flag or something toxic that he does that pops up, you can handle it from a distance. You don't have to handle it like one-on-one. There are pros to long distance. And I think all the pros kind of go in your favor with your past breakup.
Yeah.
I think that gives you a chance to reconnect to dating, to reconnect to men in general, while still being able to focus on you and still doing your routine and not having to bend over backwards and changing your life for them.
Yeah.
So in my personal opinion, Jake sounds great. Sounds like a great first step. Again, I think you need to be very vocal about your past and just make it clear that, you know, you're still dealing with things. And as long as he's okay with that, then great. But as you do need to make sure you're upfront about that.
Yeah, I think with those type of situations, communication is so important obviously for long distance, like you have to have good communication anyways, but especially when you're coming into a new situation with baggage from a past situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I know when I eventually ever, maybe, who knows, start to date, I will have to have some very honest conversations about just, you know, like trauma I'm still working through from my past. Like, and just saying up front, like, hey, like, you know, if an issue arises that I'm recognizing patterns of like, oh, it's not what he did. This reminded me of like something I didn't like in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think as much as you can communicate up front and just be honest about where you're at and what you're comfortable with, that's really important. And for him, you know, he's expressed he wants a romantic relationship. I don't think there's anything wrong with you being like, okay, I obviously have feelings for you. I'm still putting myself back together. So as long as we can take it slow, and I'm just going to be really honest with you about where I'm at, you know, but
I think long distance is good.
Exactly.
It's not that deep in the beginning.
No. And then you talk all the time. You have someone to tell about your day. You have someone who's there and invested in you. And then maybe like the next time you guys are together, then you can kind of weed out like, okay, do we have that physical like spark together too? And when we're together, do we connect as much as we do like on the phone?
Yeah.
So I think there's so much potential in this, as long as, kind of just piggybacking on what Ash said, as long as you're very open and honest with where you're at and you're comfortable enough in your own skin to say, this is my like line where I'm at, and as long as you respect where I'm at, I'm telling you what my intentions are. I'm not just leaving you in the dark being like, well, why isn't she talking to me? Like, I'm telling you what my intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why it's not worth just like
I don't
trying.
See why either. Also, you're both 22.
And then we're seeing
it's
that
not
happens
that deep date.
In a few months. If you're like, this is not it, you just say, hey, I really genuinely think you're amazing. And I really wanted to try this, but I'm just not at a place where I'm ready. Yeah. And then you have that conversation.
A thousand percent. I think probably your last relationship is making you scared to get into this one, which I think is very clear.
We got narcissists.
So I think you shoot your shot. Mm-hmm. Worst thing is you guys don't make it and you guys can continue to be friends. Yeah. But like, at least you can say you gave it a shot.
And it's not like you're telling him, yes, I'm your girlfriend, I'm only committed to you, and I'm blah, 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 and we're going to get married. But like, just,
you're just starting to talk.
And he's expressed interest. You can express interest back and then just go at your own pace.
100%. Baby girl, you've got this. I'm so proud of you for coming out of that horrible relationship and finding an actual good guy, because it does sound like Jake is a good guy. So congrats on finding Jake. I do hope you give it a shot, just to know. I would hate for you to always wonder what if and why, or wonder why or what would have happened. So that's our little vote, but, we're so stoked for you on bouncing back, and you've got this.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Okay. Well, I have a dad joke for us all.
Of course you do.
Mostly for myself, but that's fine. Have you ever heard the joke about the letter without a stamp?
No.
You wouldn't get it.
Do you get it? I wouldn't get the letter because there's no stamp. And there you have it, folks. Another dad joke to end the day.
That was a good one.
You already know if we made it to the dad joke, you love... Wait, what?
Not even
if you made
chuckle?
It to the dad joke, we love you the mostest. Follow us on socials. We both have our own Instagrams. We have a UA Instagram. We have a UA TikTok. We have our own TikToks. We also both have our own YouTube channels. So the ones that really love us will follow us on all of the above.
Ooh.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Love you guys.
Bye.